A community made up of living and non-living things is generally expected to interact in a natural way. However, this ideal natural world has over the years been affected in various ways by human activity. Well, it is against this background that various stakeholders are constantly engaging to help reverse the negative impact of human activity on our environment. And this morning, Radio Mirai ignites a conversation ahead of the World Environment Day, which falls next week on the 5th of June. And the theme for this year will focus on solutions to plastic pollution under the campaign hashtag Beat Plastic Pollution. And of course, I'm joined by Alice Saboni from Green Youth Empowerment and Bilal Doib, Environmental Education Officer with ANMIS. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right. So let's talk about this World Environment Day. I mean, we have decided to ignite the conversations ahead of the campaign. So as you have organized a cleanup campaign scheduled for next Monday in Juba Town to commemorate World Environment Day, could you please give us an overview about this cleanup campaign?
Yeah, sure. Good morning, everyone. So we all know Monday is the World Environment Day, and the message or the theme for this year is Beat Plastic Pollution. So for this day, with the Minister of Environment and Forestry, Green Youth Empowerment has coordinated an event for the cleanup campaign in Juba. So we are inviting, and with the help of UNMIS and other organizations, including Trinity, AMS, Ashwa Security, and many others, that we really want to do a cleaning campaign for Juba. So all the public is invited for that event.
Right. So this is a Green Youth Empowerment initiative?
Yes, and we're partnering with the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, the National Minister of Environment and Forestry, yes.
All right. Is it going to be recurring, or is it just a one-time event following the World Environment Day?
For Green Youth Empowerment, this is really something that we wanted to do continuously. So we are an NGO, national NGO, and our main mission is really to advocate and to sustainable environment in the community. Mm. And it's really to encourage youth to really think about our environment and cleaning the environment and all that.
Right.
So we're hoping this is our first time doing it with this event, but we really want to get other partners and to continue to do that every month.
Right.
And we're accrediting the South Sudan Waste Management Association by coming forward and volunteering the trucks in order to do this. So this is something that with the South Sudan Solid Waste Management Association that will continue to do it at least every month.
Right. Bilal, why has ANMIS decided to jump on this partnership?
Yeah. Thank you for this invitation. Globally and for a long time, the waste that humans generate has been harmful to our environment. Human produce garbage, and they are incapable of dealing with it in a sustainable manner. The amount of waste produced has a negative impact on the environment in several ways, including its contribution to the worsening of a climate crisis, its impact negative impact on the wildlife and natural environment, and its harm to our environment and public health. Mm. So protecting the environment can help to establish, keep, and sustain peace. It's part of direct and indirect mandates of AMIS and help to protect health and safety of personal and local people. We are working to realize our vision for the deployment of a responsible mission that achieve maximum efficiency in the use of natural resources and operate at minimum impact and risk to people, societies, and ecosystems. So the objective of this cleanup campaign is a community-based environmental initiatives that will inspire and empower people to clean up, fix up, and conserve the environment themselves. It will be conducted with the active participation of the local community. And the main objective is to protect the environment and to raise public and promote public environmental awareness.
Right, awareness indeed. Well, it's just coming up to 29 minutes. At 8:30, we'll be having our news headlines. But before that, you have... Alice, you've heard Bilal saying that this is to interest people to clean up. So why should citizens be interested in cleaning the city when there are designated public institutions using taxpayers' money, like the city council?
I believe the cleanup in every other country, it's really the responsibility of us. We cannot just leave it for the government in order to do the cleanup campaign for that. And most of our waste actually comes from the residential area. And in Chiba, a lot of residential area not paying the government in order to collect their waste. So this is everyone's responsibility, mm-hmm. and Chiba City Council alone can't do it. So this is a time where we really need to come together and do this.
All right. Bilal, let me bring this a little bit back home, looking at UNMISS. How can UNMISS ensure that the personnel are disposing waste safely?
Yeah. In fact, the overall waste management objectives of UNMISS are to minimize waste, increase recycling as possible in the mission, and dispose of waste safely. So to reduce the amount of waste disposed of at dump site, we are committed to a waste minimization strategy. We adopted some favored options like reduction of waste by banning some products. Small plastic bottles and plastic bags were banned. Across the mission. UNMISS personnel were invited to adopt eco-friendly behaviors to reduce and refuse single-use packaging and plastic products, and use reusable products like reusable shopping bags instead of plastic bags, reusable water containers instead of plastic bottles. Mm-hmm. So recycling is the third option adopted. Some materials are recyclable, like plastic, glass, aluminum, paper, and cardboard. These materials shouldn't be mixed with food waste and kitchen waste, because contaminated materials can't be recycled. That's why we should segregate our waste at source. We have contracts with AMS and Pancrop for solid waste services. They are providing necessary equipment at accommodation and offices to facilitate waste segregation. At accommodation level, we have three bins. The first one is for organic waste, kitchen and food waste. The second one is for mixed waste, including recyclable materials. And another one for sanitary waste. We have a contract with another company, Tori Construction Company. It's a recycling waste contractor to collect recyclable materials across the mission. Mm. We have also incinerators with different capacities to manage the solid waste generator in our camps. Waste can be easily managed using incinerators as an alternative solution to sending our waste to a local dump site. We are trying to reduce that as much as possible. The least favored option is disposal of waste at dump site. Mm. The mission is setting up waste management yards and eco club across the camp locations and setting up composting unit in the civilian camps with force and empower already composting, some with kitchen gardens producing their own herbs and vegetables. So this is how we are working to reduce our environmental footprint for the waste pillar.
Right. Well, thank you so much there, Bilal. And Alice, Bilal mentioned something. South Sudan took the step to ban the use of plastic materials, for example, the polythene bags. That has happened. We've seen the directive, but we keep finding these things back in the market. What could be the sustainable way?
So South Sudan had banned the use of special polythene bags and trying to do the same thing we have done, Nairobi has done. But the most sustainable way, it's really compliance, right? Once we have a lot of these bills passed, but when there's not a compliance body, it makes it a bit trickier. Mm-hmm. And especially right now, we still have a bill that haven't been passed into law. So it makes it a little bit harder to do the compliance sector of it. And before we can do that too, we need to do what is the alternatives, right? It becomes that issue when you burn it, then what is the alternative and is that available right here in South Sudan? So it becomes an issue of manufacturing those biodegradable bags, mm-hmm. or some of these reusable bags. So it's still, we are still a little bit way off in able to be able to do some of those things, but it still falls down to awareness. We can still get those options. I know if you go to the market right now, you're able to get those reusable bags. So it's down to really awareness and letting people know that you can reuse it several times. It's worth your money too, instead of just using it one time and throwing it away. And being able to really hacker on those awareness aspect to it, and that's where we can really get somewhere.
Right. So how can NGOs contribute to a proper waste management?
So NGOs can do a lot. Like we said, it's not just the government. We have an understanding, which I found in Juba, that City Council is supposed to take care with everything. Truthfully, City Council only collects revenues from the markets, not from the communities and not from the residential area. So in a lot of the countries, actually waste management, every people pay, every household have to pay in order for your waste to be collected. And that is not what is happening in Juba. And of course, nobody wants to stay with waste. That's what it comes out in the streets, right?
It's happening with the business community, though. But the business community is not happy at how it is handled.
Truly. So that's why we really wanted to work with the Green Youth Empowerment, is to really work and bridge that gap and work with the youth on the importance of doing that, and work with Juba City Council on how can we work together in order to really manage the issue of the waste. And for the other NGOs, I think it really lies down on the awareness and the encouragement of a lot of the youth. And we have such a huge, huge youth number in South Sudan. There's a lot of green economy jobs. Everybody sees waste, but this waste is resources.
It's an opportunity.
It's only in South Sudan, where you go to Uganda and all the plastic is being collected.
Yes.
Hard plastic, soft plastic.
We also do collect plastic.
We do.
I just don't know how,
where it goes.
Where it goes, yeah.
Exactly. It goes to be reused for something else, but we don't have recycling facilities in South Sudan. But the opportunities is amazing. The recyclable industry, it's a lot of money that's in it.
Sorry to come in. We actually had a conversation with Juba City Council about us acquiring a recyclable equipment, and he said they're actually working on it. I don't know how far it has gone, but he had said by the end of this year, hopefully it does happen. But what would it mean if we would acquire that equipment?
It will be amazing. Just imagine, we have done it with Juba has done it with scrub metals. Do you see them around? We don't see them
anymore.
Around You know why? Because there is a value attached to it. So if we can do the same thing with plastic, and this is what Green Youth is trying to do, have a value attached to it, have incentivize it, and make sure that people know, you know what, this is worth something. I think we will not see any plastic in Juba once we have that recyclable ability here.
Yes, Bilal, I'll come right back to you, but this another burning one. Now, Alice, after listening to you, many citizens may be interested in this cleanup campaign.
Yes.
Could you please give us more details about the event and how they can participate?
Absolutely. So the event, we'll do the launch at the airport on Monday, but we have five zones.
Inside the airport?
It's inside the airport. It's where we'll have the launch. But we have five zones in Juba that you can participate in. Our first zone, it's starting, which UNMESS is participating in. It's starting from the airport, and we are going all the way to Crown Hotel, and we're going all the way to Phoenicia, 7-day runabout. So you'll see like a large number of troops over here, and we are really going to clean this sector out along the streets, focusing on plastic, but of course we'll take the solid waste with us too. And then the second zone, starting from 7-day runabout, going all the way to Azontos, Munuki sector, that side. So that would be the zone B or number two. Zone C or number three will start from 7-day runabout, and we're going all the way to Kubri Haboba. This is the Gudele area zone. So there will be a large number over there. And then zone four or zone E will start from 7-day runabout, and we'll go all the way past custom, all the way to Jebel area. So that's the fourth zone. And the fifth zone will be in Gumbo Sherikat. If you pass right after the bridge and you see that amount of plastic, like you're going all the way down to the market, that is the fifth zone.
Right. So and with all this happening in one day.
All that is happening in one day.
Wow,
one
day. It's going to be a busy day for you.
It's going to be an excellent, amazing day, and we're really excited.
Right.
So in all those five zones, you will find a tent. We'll have trucks. We have 20 trucks that are being donated by the Solid Waste Management Union. So we'll have at least four or five trucks in each sector, and there will be a tent, and then you can get all the information you need from the tent, and there will be enough people on all the zones.
Right, so the focus is on plastics.
The focus is on plastic.
So, because people might be listening to this and they hurry with their rubbish and throw them in the middle of the road. So just to make it clear, is it just plastics or are you also encouraging them to bring their waste?
When we really want them to come out, really, we want the citizen to come out and clean. We're getting 5 troops from UNMESS. All right, my folks, let's be more than UNMESS troops, right? Let's be 1,000 and really do that. Mm-hmm. So we're encouraging people to come out and clean their surroundings. We'll have the trucks out there, yes. We want them to start segregating from source as you're coming to clean. Mm-hmm. We'll have plastic bags. If you have it in your home, please segregate your waste. Put the plastic separately. Put the solid waste separately. Mm. And we'll continue to clean together.
Right. Thank you so much, Alice. Yes. Elaborate enough. Bilal, where will these collected plastics be put up after the campaign?
Yeah, of course, we won't send it to landfills. So UNMESS will participate with more than 500 personnel, civilian, military troops. So all collected plastic will be donated to Green Youth Empowerment and EcoClean Waste Management for upcycling the plastic bottles, filling them with soil and reusing them as bricks and as raw material for art exhibition. Further waste will be stored and recycled, as EcoClean is in the process of setting up a recycling plant in Juba, the first of its kind in South Sudan. And Alice may give us more details.
I mean,
about
who else than Alice? Yes, Alice, just bring us a speed.
Yes, like Bilal said, that we just wanted to put the message out there that none of this plastic will end up in the landfill site, none will end up actually in our waterway or in a river or anything. So, like he said, Green Youth Empowerment, we have worked with an amazing guy. If you've been to Gumbo Sharikat, you've seen some of his building where we're using plastic, actually filling them with sand and using as building materials and building some amazing homes. And UNMESS have visited some of these homes and actually certified structurally how strong they are. And not only that, we're creating employment opportunities because this is a lot of the women in the POCs that actually gets a chance to fill this plastic with sand and actually get to earn some money out of it.
Right.
So it's an amazing way of reusing some of this plastic. And we're donating it to women and other shelter and places too who wants to use it as a seedling starter baits.
Right.
So you can do a lot of the plastic and put your irrigation and for agriculture and actually use it as that, or use it as a drip irrigation, some of this plastic, and really encouraging people on how to reuse this plastic. And then definitely to EcoClean, which is in the process of hopefully sooner setting up this recycling ability in right here in South Sudan, that we're able to recycle plastic and incentivize the system so people have somewhere they can actually take it and earn something out of it.
Well, Alice and Bilal, thank you so much for your time. I know this is a curtain raiser. We'll still have more conversations come next week, Monday. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.